7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's going to be a nice day for working around the yard. A little cooler than it's been, hopefully, where you are. Rain coming in late afternoon, tonight, and all day tomorrow. So today would be the time to get out in the yard, get some weeding done. If you're going to do a little bit of transplanting or planting, be a perfect day for it. We're halfway through August. Doesn't seem possible. We're almost into the fall season, but we got a lot of growing time left. So make sure that you keep the gardens weeded, fertilized, and cleaned. The more you get the weeds out, the more you deadhead your perennials and your annuals. You have to keep saying to yourself the goal of your flowers, whether they are annual or perennial or roses, is to make seed. So if you can prevent these plants from making seeds, they're going to bloom even more, because that's their job. Their job is to make seed before the year comes to an end to be able to reproduce itself. So the way that you do this is, any perennial that you have that has finished flowering is to keep cutting back the old flowers. Now, don't just cut it just below the bloom. Cut back into the foliage a little bit, maybe two or three sections of leaves. And that will stimulate the plant to use its energy to become stronger. And in some cases, a lot of perennials that bloom at this time of the year will continue to bloom right up into frost. All of your daisy type flowers, your Coreopsis, your black-eyed Susans, Rudbeckias, all these types of plants will continue to bloom if you remove the old flowers. And the same thing with all of your annuals, whether it's marigolds or zinnias or petunias. Whatever you have, if you can remove the blooms as they go by and not allowing them to make seed, they'll continue to flower. And some summer blooming plants like spirea, beautiful pinks and lavenders and multicolored spirea that are blooming now or have bloomed earlier, if you go outside and you look at the plant and you see brown flowers, faded flowers, if you can take your shears or pruners and remove those from the plant, again, you have to remove some of the foliage, not just the flower, but cut into the foliage a little bit, and that plant will respond with additional blooms. Spirea will bloom right up until frost if you deadhead. Butterfly bush, it's blooming right now, but I'd be willing to bet that if you have a butterfly bush, you have not removed the faded flowers. If you can do that, it will continue to make new shoots and will continue to bloom again right up until frost. So a little bit of maintenance will stimulate that plant to continue the blooming cycle. Don't be scared. Get out there, clean it up. It will really, really pay off. If you have hostas, daylilies, they're coming to the end of their blooming cycles. And if you can remove the stems that the flowers are made, right down to the foliage, you're going to notice that that plant will use its energy to become bigger and stronger. Now, if you have daylilies, foliage is beginning to change color, and it doesn't look as good as it did a month ago. By cleaning them, removing the faded flowers, and don't allow your daylilies to make a seed pod. If you allow that seed pod to form and dry, the seeds that are in that pod could be different than what you have. And especially if you have the wild daylilies growing near you. Doesn't have to be in your garden. Could be across the street. Could be at the end of the road. But if you've got the wild daylilies, those orangey ones, and they are near your hybrids, your beautiful yellows, your oranges, your pinks, your bicolor, the pollen from the wild daylily is stronger and more aggressive than your hybrids. If the bees put the pollen of the orange on some of yours and the seeds form and you don't remove the pods, if the seeds fall to the ground, they will start a new plant. You won't notice it. It will look like the plant's getting bigger. And then all of a sudden, it won't happen this year, may happen next year or the year after, when the seeds produce a plant that's mature. All of a sudden, in the middle of your beautiful hybrids, an orange one will appear. It's stronger, it's more aggressive, and it can choke out your beautiful hybrids. So, if you want to prevent this from happening, never allow your daylilies to make a seed pod and remove that stem on your hostas. If you want to make them bigger and stronger for next year, if you like the flower, great. Enjoy the bloom. Cut them. Bring them inside. Put them on a vase, inside a vase of water. And they'll bloom for a long time with other colors of flowers. If you like them in the garden, as soon as the flowers begin to go by, remove the seed pods. Again, your hosta is trying to make seed. Most of the hosta that you have are grown by division. They're not grown by seed, they're grown by division. That way you keep the same qualities that you have in that plant right now, because the bees are moving pollen, and you could end up with something that could be the common green hosta. It's nice, but it may not be what you have right there. So deadheading that seed pod, cleaning it up, will make a world of difference in your perennial bed. So a little bit of cleaning today. If you can feed them, that would be wonderful. They know that your days are getting shorter, and we've lost about an hour and a half of daylight since June. You probably notice it if you're just getting up now. It's a little darker than it was a week or two or three ago. So the seasons are beginning to slowly change, and you have to adapt to that. But if you can clean your plants right now, a little bit of food would be wonderful. In the vegetable garden, this is a time that they are very, very productive. And your winter squash, butternut, acorn, buttercup, hubbard, pumpkins, they are really, really productive now. And in the next 6 weeks, 2 weeks in August, and all of September, your winter squash are going to be very, very productive. If you can feed them, you're going to notice a big difference. And we're not talking long term anymore. We need to push. So if you've got vegetables, a granular food is designed for several weeks. You want to get production now. So get the liquids. Miracle-Gro, Blooming and Rooting, and something like seaweed. Get that liquid food on your plants and push them. Push them. And the end result is you'll have bigger tomatoes. Your tomatoes are beginning to ripen now. There's a lot of green ones. So if you can get some liquid food on your plants, that will help a great deal. A great deal. It will increase the size of your tomatoes. If you put it on your peppers that are green will begin to ripen. They'll begin to turn red, yellow, and orange. And when they do, the flavor increases. So don't just enjoy the garden. Push it, because you've got plenty of time left, and we want these plants strong.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly. But one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning. Are you ready to do a little gardening, Tom?
I sure am.
Who do we have up first today?
First up, we've got Joe from Cape Cod with a question about his waist-high garden.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm constructing a waist-high garden. It's going to be roughly about 3 by 11 and 1 foot high. I'm going to lay down some stones there for my drainage. Also, I have intentions of making my own soil. I have regular soil, which I've been using in the garden, and a compost, mostly of straw, of grass clipping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to use that soil year after year. What do I have to do and put into it to keep it rejuvenated?
Okay. The one thing that I would do, Joe, that would really help that soil to stay fresh, you live on the Cape, so you're close to the ocean, and in the fall of the year, if once we start to get northeast-type storms that come up the coast, if you know where there is a seawall, and after you have a northeast-type storm, in fact, that's what they're saying is going to be on the east coast today. It's going to be a northeast-style storm that turns up the ocean, makes the seaweed that's loose wash ashore, and during high tide, the waves will beat that seaweed up against the seawall, breaking it into smaller pieces. So if you can go down to the beach with some trash bags, pick up that seaweed, bring it home, and if you can't put it in the garden right now, just leave it in the trash bags, and in the fall, when you get ready to put your garden to bed, or you're getting ready to get that soil ready, you blend in that seaweed with the soil. And it's like adding peat moss to your garden. We'll do the same thing as compost, because it has all of the goodness of the ocean. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the trace elements are all found in seaweed. Peat moss is great for retaining water and holding on to the fertilizer that you put in the soil, especially where you live on Cape Cod, where your soils are sandy. But if you can add seaweed You're getting all of the goodness of peat moss, but you're getting all of the naturally occurring fertilizers in that seaweed that came from the water. So I would definitely do that. In the fall of the year, go to the beach, pick up that seaweed, and add it to your soil. If you don't have the room to make compost, and you live near the ocean, get that seaweed. And that's all you're going to need to do, because that, again, is the best that Mother Nature has to offer to condition your soil. And seaweed is absolutely wonderful. And you don't have to worry about washing it. The salt is different than the salt that's used on the roads to kill the ice. The salt that's from the ocean is a different chemical combination, and it will not damage anything in your garden. So get down to the beach, pick it up. I remember growing up, we had a good-sized garden, and every time we went to the beach, my parents would always bring a couple of trash bags. And at the end of the day, we would take that trash bag, we'd go around the edge where the sand and the eelgrass and your beach grasses were, and we would pick up all of that dried out seaweed, bag it up, throw it in the trunk of the car with the umbrella and everything else, bring it home, and my parents would put it in either into the compost pile, or if it was really dry, my father would jump on the bag and it would all break apart, and he would sprinkle it between the rows. So anything like that will help you to recondition and reactivate the qualities of your soil. Now, if we can help you, give us a call right now, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You're the early birds. You want to get the worm? Call us now, and we'll help you with your garden.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom food supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to get some rain, much-needed rain. And if you haven't dug in the ground, it's dry. It really, really is dry. So they're talking a good inch coming in late this afternoon, tonight, and all day tomorrow. A good thing for us because it helps the plants to prepare for the end of the summer. It gets them the energy, the moisture that they need to harden off the foliage to make it nice and strong as we begin to have shorter days. So we don't want to talk about fall yet, but we need the rain to really get these plants to finish off the season in a positive note. Tom, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from Mass with a question about her hydrangeas.
Good morning, Jan. How can we help you with your hydrangeas today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a hydrangea tree, a young hydrangea tree, and it's been producing since we planted it. But this year, it's acting really strange. It seems to act more like the hydrangea bush. The flowers are lovely, but they're all drooping, and when I try to dry them, they act like the bush. They shrivel up. My husband and I are baffled because, we tried to straighten the tree a little bit and the branches started to snap here and there. And my husband thinks the characteristics of the tree now look like the bush. Is that possible that it could change from a tree to a bush?
Well, originally that plant was a bush. And what they did is they selected one stem and removed everything else and allowed that stem to become the main growth of that plant. So a hydrangea tree is nothing more than the hydrangea bush that they removed everything but one branch. And they allowed it to grow and mature and become bigger, and they kept pruning the top of it so it resembles a tree. Now, the one thing that you have to do with your hydrangea tree, if you want to keep those flowers straight up in the air, is in the fall of the year when your hydrangea tree is done, you want to cut the plant back a little bit. Now, if you can't do it in the fall, you definitely have to do it in the spring, because the flowers are made on the new growth that develops during the year. So if you never prune the plant back, it will kind of weep over a little bit. And if you drive around town, you're going to see a lot of the older hydrangea trees. They're almost in that weeping form. But if you want to keep it more upright, you prune it. It will make some new growth, and the new growth will be firmer. Now, there's two ways to prune your hydrangea tree. If you prune it a lot, you're going to have more blooms, but they're going to be smaller. If you prune it less, you're going to have fewer branches, but the blooms are going to be larger. So the hydrangea tree that you have is in a grouping of a hydrangea family called Hydrangea paniculata grandiflora. And that's why a lot of people call them PG hydrangea, which is short for paniculata grandiflora. So you have to create the shape that you want. And in the fall of the year, when your flowers begin to turn brown, it's very important, especially if you live in the Northeast or in the North where you get a lot of snow. If you don't prune back all those faded flowers and you have an ice storm or a heavy, wet Northeaster, the snow or the ice will attach itself to the flower, bend the branch, possibly breaking the plant. If you remove all of the faded flowers in the fall of the year, then a lot less possibility of winter damage to your hydrangea tree. So if you can't prune it in the fall of the year, not a big deal. In the spring, walk up to the plant, create the shape that you want. The new growth will come, and your flowers will be a lot more upright. And if you have a bush hydrangea, and it's getting to be too tall, and the ones that I'm talking about are called mop heads hydrangea, the one with the round flower, the one that you have in your tree, the bloom is cone shape. But the mop head, the round ones, the blues, and the pinks, if you've got new shoots and the new growth coming up on them now is really, really tall, and you don't want your hydrangeas to be as tall as that or even bigger, now is the time to cut back some of that new growth. Because where you make the cut, you want to give the plant the ability to seal, create a scab so that during the winter it doesn't lose water. So if you've got the bush type hydrangea, the mop heads, the round blooms, then you want to cut them back. And that will control the size. Okay? So, and the other thing now, you said that the flowers were wilting over. When you harvest the flowers, if you want to keep them, The best time to harvest them is after we've had some cold weather and they've begun to change a little bit on the pink side. Right now, the PG, the tree type, are green and white in color. If you try and dry them, they're going to turn brown. So leave them on the plant until September. Don't cut them now. Give them a chance to mature. And then you cut them to the length of the stems that you want. That would be the time to do that pruning. You strip off the leaves. You tie them in bunches. And you hang them in your garage, in your tool shed, where there's going to be air movement upside down. So the stems get tied to the ceiling, the bloom hangs down, because as it dries, it will wilt. And if it wilts, you'll lose the shape of the flower. So if it's hanging upside down, it's going to wilt. It's going to wilt down, and your flower itself will keep the shape that you want. But don't cut them now. It's too early. Wait till we get some cold weather. They'll have more coloration to it. And the new hybrids are incredible. In fact, this past week in the newsletter, now if you don't get my newsletter, you should. Go to paulparent.com, and it's P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. Excuse me. At the top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on that. Put in your email address, and every single Thursday, you will get a newsletter. Now, while you're there, click on this week's newsletter. And I did a story on hydrangea. We talked about the new PG hydrangea called Vanilla Strawberry. What a gorgeous plant. Absolutely incredible. It's the newest hybrid. It's out of this world. So sign up for the newsletter. You get it every single Thursday, and it's free. PaulParent.com. Click on newsletter, put in your email address, and click on this week's and read about the hydrangea family. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Mass with a question about her lawn.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I saw a strawberry vanilla hydrangea, and I went right to the nursery yesterday. I hit every nursery I see. Anyway, I bought, this year I used the Jonathan Green pre-emergence grass pellets, and my yard is covered with, I mean, the biggest crabgrass I've seen in years. So what I did yesterday is I bought some Weed Beater Plus crabgrass and broadleaf killer. It's a type you attach to your hose. And I was just wondering if there's any tips or tricks. I know that it said you can apply it when the ground is wet, which it is now. And I'm just wondering, should I not get it on anything else? I want to go around my flower beds because the crabgrass is not in the beds, but the spidery arms of the crabgrass is growing into it. So anyway, I just wanted to know if there was any special way I should apply it to make it more potent.
Okay. The main thing is that you want to choose a day with no rain in the forecast for at least 3 to 4 hours. And we're expecting in New England a good soaking rain. And I was looking at the radar earlier and noticed that central Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, they're already getting rain. So if you put it down, and the rain should start like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you may not get the full kick of that. So I would wait until the rain stops. Now, Weed Beater Ultra is also a broadleaf weed killer. And it has the other benefits of killing crabgrass. If you accidentally spray it into your annual bed, then you could lose your marigolds and zinnias and perennials as well as rose bushes because it is a broadleaf weed killer. So you have to be careful when you apply it so that there's no wind blowing. And, you know, just be careful so that it doesn't drift into your flower beds, because it can create a problem. Do it when it's going to be warm out. It's more effective on a warm day than it's going to be on a day where it's going to be cooler. And what I would suggest that you do, your crabgrass is strong right now. And as you said, it's starting to make the seed heads. So you should give it a second application about a week later, just to be sure. So wait until Tuesday or Wednesday when the rain is over and you're going to have a nice day. And that way the product has a chance to enter the foliage of your weeds and do its job. Again, if you put it down, let's say at 9 o'clock, and the rain starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to get some killing power from the product. But because it's cool, it's not going to work as fast. And with an inch of rain expected, some of the product is going to wash off and won't be as effective. So wait until there's no rain for 24 hours. To me, it's going to be a lot more effective for you. Okay? Thank you. And a real good question. That's part of the problem with a lot of gardeners. They don't read the label. They don't ask. They just look to see how much to add. They mix it. They spray it. And they wonder why it doesn't work. You did the right thing. You asked questions before applying it. It's going to be more effective because you are now going to do it correctly. 800-259-9231.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of four pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. Summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
I don't want men to live.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. If you've ever wanted to grow garlic, didn't know how to do it, coming up at 8:30, we have a garlic expert that's going to tell you all about growing garlic. And if your station doesn't carry the program at that time, you can go to the website and you can listen to it right on the website or on the internet. 8:30, everything you want to know about garlic and the different types, the history behind it, so that you can grow garlic in your garden. And believe it or not, you have to plant it in September to harvest the following year. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about roses.
Good morning, Barry. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you this beautiful day?
Wonderful.
Good. I have a question. We had to transplant a knockout rose that had been in the ground for 5 years and got a huge root ball and turned around and the root ball dropped, or the soil dropped. So we did transplant it with a lot of compost. And we're going to cut off all the buds today, and I wanted to know if there's anything else that I can do to help it along.
Well, the main thing I would do, Barry, is as soon as you can get it in the ground, I would flood that soil with a liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro, something that's water-soluble so that the plant can instantly pull it up. And that will help to compensate for some of the root loss on that plant. So really make up like, you know, 2 or 3 gallons and make that soil and that hole where you're planting it pure mud. Lots of moisture and a liquid fertilizer that's water soluble. The other thing I would do, we've got rain coming in for the next couple of days, so you've chosen a good time to do that. So you're not going to have bright sun and a lot of heat. So for now, cut off all the flower buds on it. And I would cut back the plant by about, I don't know, 15, 20, 25% to try and compensate for the roots. So you have to say to yourself, whatever you see above the ground, foliage and branches wise, the same thing is in the ground. And it's impossible to get as big of a root system as you have foliage and stems above the ground. So to compensate for some of the root loss, if you can cut back the plant a little bit, then the plant will adapt to the move. Okay? So, nice big hole. Condition the soil for the long run. Plant your rose, same depth as it came. Water it with a liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer. And if you have any Plant Thrive is mycorrhiza in a liquid form. And I'll tell you, this Plant Thrive is the most incredible product I've ever seen. It will double the size of your root system in one season. It will make your plants grow, and for transplanting, it's a must. So if you can use that, that's wonderful. But cut back the plant, remove some of the foliage, so that when the warm weather returns 2 or 3 days from now, there's less foliage to collect the heat, to wilt, and your plant will do a lot better. And for the next 2 to 3 weeks, give that plant plenty of water. Spray the foliage. And roses, normally you don't. But because you've transplanted it, if you can cool it down, keep the moisture around the plant, it will do a lot better. And, oh, put some compost, a mulch around it to insulate the ground. That way when winter arrives, because your roots are probably not going to be totally established, if you can add a couple inches of pine bark mulch or compost, some type of organic matter, it will prevent the ground from freezing earlier. It will give you an extra 2-3 weeks of time that the plant can use to better establish itself. And it holds the moisture in the ground and controls the weeds. So if we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call.